It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Thursday at 9 a.m., we have Lincoln County Connections. I'm glad you could join us today. We've got Peggy O'Callahan. She is the supervisor at the Newport 60-plus Activity Center. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Casey. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, the discussion for you and I really began around this Lincoln County Volunteer Fair that is coming up. And so maybe let's talk about that for a little while. I mean, I really want to talk about all the different kinds of things that you have going on. I mean, you have a lot of activities going on and have a lot of energy. Most recently, seeing you at the Aquinna Yacht Club, and I'm like, wow, what does Peggy not do?
There's so many things here in Lincoln County to do. That's the thing, right? You almost have to keep a calendar of events.
Well, and, you know, I was looking over the 60-plus Activity Center calendar and thinking to myself, this is amazing, the amount of activities that you guys do over there. There's such a, you know, a real mosaic of activity, and it's just really cool.
You know what's really cool, too, is most of those activities are put on by volunteers. That's how so many of these places are run, by volunteers. And, you know, that's a good segue into this volunteer fair, too. We when I scuttled into your office, I don't know when that was, a couple of weeks ago, Casey?
Yeah.
To visit about that.
So we'll talk about that because, you know, as the activity center, you're bringing in individuals for, I mean, there's just to read off some of the types of things that you do, Tai Chi, we've got a Mad Hatter Tea Party coming up. We're going to talk about that. There's bowling, card making, yoga, Scrabble, watercolors. I mean, it just goes on. So you tend to have experts come in those areas to provide those classes?
And they are experts, and they are expert volunteers, and they just are very giving people, and they will say, okay, I will do this. This also kind of become sort of a training facility for new instructors.
Hmm.
So if they get recently certified and if they want to learn how to teach a class and they might have not taught before, this is a really great venue and a great group of people to teach to because they're non-critical and they so appreciate having these classes for no charge.
Yeah, I think it's you know, coming together for me and making this connection about how you provide all this volunteer activity. When did the genesis of this volunteer fair kind of get created for you?
Well, I had a person in the community call me, and she runs a small nonprofit, and she said, she dropped it in my lap and said, you know, this would be a great opportunity, Peggy. Would you be interested in putting something like this together? And I thought, yes, how great. Anything to bring the community together to be able to kind of accentuate what our needs are and what, you know, what the opportunities are out there for people volunteer-wise would be great. So we had one last year at the Newport 60-plus. It was just kind of a Newport volunteer fair. And it was a wonderful turnout, and people were very pleased with it. And then we got feedback from that whole group, and they said, yes, we love it. Build it bigger. Include the whole county. This is really a valuable thing. So that's what we decided to do, is build it for Lincoln County. So that's
right.
What this next one that's coming up on Saturday, March 19th at the Shiloh Inn is built for. So we can accommodate as many nonprofits, I think, that can register. So I invite all those nonprofits who are listening now to take a look at it and give us a call or check us out online.
So you're taking it to the next level here. And so being a nonprofit is a defining characteristic.
A governmental agency or, you know, a nonprofit, right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, give us an idea of some of the individuals that you had last year. I know you'd mentioned you kind of go from large to small. You mentioned this morning that the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office is going to be present this year. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a fairly large organization there, but some smaller organizations.
Well, let's start, too. We have the aquarium that was there last year, and they really loved it. And they have over 400 volunteers.
And 400.
400
wow,
volunteers at
amazing.
The aquarium. And they have a great educational component, too. So all these nonprofits can offer different things. They can offer job skills. They can offer networking. They can offer training. And some of the smaller ones are like Bright Horizons,
yes,
which is a therapeutic writing center. And there, that's a great nonprofit, but it's small and it's kind of defined in that they have just one arena, so to speak, that they work with. And, that's providing riding horse, you know, equestrian, lessons to, children who may not have otherwise been able to do that, so it's kind of a therapeutic,
yeah,
writing program. And then there's Focus, which is just right here. And tell me about Focus.
Where, yeah, the well
thrift store,
friends of the Lincoln
Pick
County
of the Litter
Animal Shelter. Yeah.
Right. Pick of the Litter, and they were the ones who actually brought that to me and said, "Can you do this?" So there's small little thrift stores and just a variety of different places. I think there's Eureka Cemetery. There's Community Services Consortium. We have a whole list, and I didn't bring it with me because it's rapidly growing. I haven't even advertised this really yet, but the word is getting out,
good,
so agencies are starting to fill out applications and get them into the 60-plus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We've got Peggy O'Callaghan with us. We're talking about the Lincoln County Volunteer Fair. That's coming up March 19th. It's going to be at the Shiloh here in Newport. It is now a countywide event, but let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll learn more about some of the other things that you're up to, talk more about the volunteer fair. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. Peggy O'Callaghan, she is the supervisor, head honcho, at the 60-plus Activity Center. Yes. So many good things that you do at the Activity Center. We'll talk about that, but we're kind of really fleshing out what's happening with this Lincoln County Volunteer Fair. Peggy said it's going countywide this year. Last year was a little bit more Newport-centric. And so we've got two options here. One is somebody looking for volunteer opportunities, right? And
absolutely.
Then those mm-hmm. looking to show the opportunities they have for you to participate in. So procedurally, for those who want to show the volunteer opportunities, is there a process, like an application? What do they need to do?
Yeah, so we invite all Lincoln County nonprofits to join in this at the Shiloh. Registration is open now, and you can find the application on our website, which is www.newportoregonallspelledout.gov/SC for Senior Center.
Okay.
And there's a tab on the left-hand side that says Volunteer Fair. And there's an application right there. You can fill it out and send it in to us, and we'd love to have you. The application itself just says, you know, give us a little information about your organization, what your needs will be, if you'll need electricity or not. And it tells a little bit about, you know, parking and things like that. So, and if there's any questions, they can directly give us a call. We are so available. I'll give you my direct line. It's 541-574-5459.
Well, we'll recap that at the end of the program, too, in case anybody wants to call you directly, Peggy. As those offering volunteer opportunities, does the fair last several hours? What is the kind of time commitment people are going to need to be expecting?
Well, Casey, we took it from last year. We had it on a regular weekday, and it was shorter. It was like a couple hours. Everybody wanted it extended, and they wanted more opportunities.
Hmm.
So we're going to stretch it out to Saturday, hoping that the students can come and take a look at all the volunteer opportunities. And we've extended the hours from 10 to 3. So, and for the potential volunteers, there's an added bonus. I've asked
what is it?
Ooh,
tell us about that bonus.
I have asked them, instead of payment from the nonprofits, I have asked them to bring some kind of a door prize or a gift. So
cool.
There'll be drawings throughout that, you know, you could possibly become a winner, Casey.
Hey, I think it sounds like a great place to see the real mosaic of opportunities at one time. You know, we've seen the questions get asked to us before. Where can I put my energy? What can I do? Like you said, there's a lot of individuals out there, but sometimes it gets a little confusing about, you know, how to see what suits your skill. Maybe you've got a skill you want to contribute. Maybe you're just looking for something that's interesting because you want to learn something new, which that's kind of the neat thing about volunteering, too. It's a chance to dive into something new
Yeah, get new skills, yeah. Create new skills. Also for networking. I mean, a lot of places actually that I have just through my travels found out when people volunteer, a lot of times they're hired on because they learn the job and then, you know, there might be money that comes through for the nonprofit. And they say, don't leave us. You know, we want you now that you know all these skills. So it's an excellent opportunity there, too. And I've had people call me and say that this is such a fantastic idea because they did not know where to turn to go. Yeah. To look for volunteer opportunities. It's like, you know, they move into town, they want to be able to do something, but they don't know really where to go. So this is going to give them an avenue to do that. And then we'll have, you know, they can just go up and down the tables. We'll have different sections for different cities, whether it be Lincoln City, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, Yahats or Toledo, Siletz, Newport.
Yeah, super neat.
Yeah, super neat. It's a great idea. I want to thank Emily DeHuff. Thank you, Emily, for bringing this and putting it in my lap.
Kind of her brainchild, huh? Well, that's a cool thing to do. And March 19th, Saturday. So you'll be hearing more about this. And remember, go to the City of Newport's website and look for the Newport Senior Center icons. That's really the way to dive into more about it online.
Right. www.newportoregon.gov/SC will take you right there.
Excellent. Well, Peggy, let's jump into a few other things. And we can touch on that again before we close the show today. But I see that you have so much going on, and one of the things that's coming up here is this Mad Hatter Tea Party. What is this all about?
It's a crazy, crazy day. It is just a frivolity. It is so much fun. We have, like, all the tables set up with mismatched cups and little teapots and crazy hats and bright colors, and it's just...
Oh, fun.
It's just... Yeah, that's what it is.
So you do encourage, like, let's just dress up and just have a great
dress up
time.
Crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Crazy fun, right. Huh. And then all the little treats are there that will make you bigger or they will make you smaller. You know, you'll have to pick and choose. And Linda Sullivan, bless her little heart, says, you know, let's put on a fashion show. So she's the woman who owns the New For You Fashion. So I have all the models go in there and they try on different things and they get their crazy outfit set, and it's a ton of fun. Would you like to join? Would you like to model, Casey?
Well,
how about that?
Hey, I think, my son these days has me dressing up in superhero type outfit, so I've kind of been reminded that, you know, it is fun to just go full imagination and, you know, just pretend.
Yeah, let's not forget about that thing called fun.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Peggy O'Callaghan, she is with the 60 Plus Activity Center. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment on Connections.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Thanks for joining Connections. We are back with Peggy O'Callaghan. We're talking about Senior Center activities. Tai Chi coming up on March 25th. Now, you here in the studio sort of walked me through some of these basic movements, and frankly, I was like, wow, I mean, it's not that it's hard, but you move in a very deliberate way, and I can see there's some big advantages to that.
Casey, we were so excited. I took, I think there was about 7 people from Lincoln County up to Portland for a Tai Chi training, and it was an intensive 2-day training where you learn to become an instructor, and it's an 8-form movement that Suman Barkas taught us. He's with the Health Authority, and he has his own Tai Chi studio down in Eugene. Anyway, these people said, Peggy, this is wonderful. This is great. I didn't ever know. And you're right, Tai Chi is kind of a form of movement that helps you relax. It helps you pay attention to your being. It brings your center kind of together.
Yeah. You saw how much tension I brought into it. I thought, I've got to be this way. And you said, oh, no, you need to relax.
Yeah, I'll tell you, folks, there's a movement with the ball. This, you know, you imagine it. Casey was trying to smash his ball. It was like, no, Casey, breathe, relax. Anyway, it is a great thing. And I just asked Suman, I said, would you be willing to come down to Newport? And he said, well, I'm not sure. We'll have to check with the Oregon Health Authority, Lisa Shields, who puts this on. And then they granted us. They said, yes, we will love to come down to Newport. So he is putting on a 2-day intensive training at the new Samaritan Health Building in Newport. And so that's going to be, Casey, do you have the dates on that? I think that's March
26th.
25th
and March 25th. And,
yeah, Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th. That's from 8:30 to 3:30. So it's a two-day, kind of full-day intensive. And what they try to do is give you body memory of the movements. And there's a lot of practice involved, and there's a lot of historical information that comes in about Tai Chi and how this Tai Chi was built to help improve balance, because there's so many different Tai Chis out there. But this is a simple A form that can be learned in 2 days. And Suman Vargas is going to teach us. We're so excited. So are we going to see you there, Casey?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly, that's good.
I find this very interesting. Well, you know, movement's so important. And reminding ourselves to use our bodies and be mindful, I just think it's terrific. And I think it's an important aging thing, too.
It is really important as we age. It's for me, I'm kind of high energy, so the Tai Chi is a challenge for me to bring myself down a little bit and just to practice it. But it's very good, and it's really rewarding to do. It's almost kind of like a meditation thing.
Yeah.
So
I like it. Well, and tell me a little bit about the Aquinnah Bay Yacht Club, since we're speaking of high energy. How do you, or what do you participate in with the yacht club these days?
Before we flow into that, I just want to say that Thursday at the new Samaritan Health Education Center is a Tai Chi overview. So if somebody's kind of curious about Tai Chi and they have not learned about it before, Suman is going to give, I think, an hour and a half or 2 hour presentation that will give people an overview of Tai Chi. And then at that point, if there's still room available, they can, you know, sign up for the two-day training. But I would encourage all the listeners, if you have not done this and if you have time and availability, this is an excellent opportunity. And what is great about the two-day training is after you practice it for about 50 hours, you are a certified instructor, and you can disseminate this information in, you know, senior centers and health centers and group facilities, just all over. And it's a wonderful, wonderful practice. So I would encourage everybody to sign up for that.
Okay, so we've got the demonstration and overview on the 24th, and then the 25th and 26th, the training. So,
yeah.
I mean, you might run a risk here if you just wait to see the demonstration and overview to decide.
You might, Casey.
You want, hey, this is cool, I want to do the training. Whoops. Everybody signed up for it real fast. You know, Peggy, this is great, and you're going to have to go fast here with your high energy on the yacht club. I just thought it was very neat, all of the things offered that I learned about the other day down there, and I wanted you to have the opportunity to just talk about it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people in town don't even know it exists, but it's a great little club that started a long time ago, but most recently they have built a club, and they actually do rentals out of the club, so it's available. But if you have not been down there, it's right across the street from England Marine, and they host different parties. Like once a month they have a social at the yacht club, and it's an inexpensive membership annually. And they have these fun parties, and then they have these sailing opportunities to crew, opportunities to learn, opportunities to learn about kayaking. And you don't have to have a boat. You don't have to have a sailboat.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. And we have a lot of families who have little kids that start up in these programs, and they learn how to sail, the kids do. And it just gives them a real sense of accomplishment and kind of boosts their themselves up to know that they've got this in their background, and it boosts their confidence. And it's great to see. They've got a wonderful youth sailing program, too. So,
and great rental, too. My
grandmother's
85th birthday is coming up, and we're thinking of having it at the, you know, at the facility, which is nice.
Oh, it's wonderful. And then we have it's kind of like local oceans, you know, those garage doors that open up that are all glass. So you can open that up, and then you have this expansive view of the bridge and all the boats that are out there. It's just, it's fantastic. And if anybody is interested or wants to find out anything about the rates or membership or anything, they can give me a call.
Yeah. Or go to aquinnahbayyachtclub.org.
They could do that, too.
Google it.
Google it. That's right. And, you know, what better advantage to take? Our bay is just beautiful. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen the Wednesday night races, you know, as you're going along the bridge or something, but it's just a treat to see all those boats out on the water.
Nice.
It's, oh, we live, Casey, in like a remarkable place, right?
It's amazing, really. So many opportunities. And Peggy, thanks for coming on. So much that you're doing. We'll have Peggy O'Callaghan back again. She's from the 60 Plus Senior Center. We've got to call Lincoln County Connections to a close. We'll see you same time, same next week on Connection.